Fire mitigation soon underway at Irvine's Bomber Canyon Preserve. The Irvine Ranch Conservancy will begin efforts to reduce the risk of fire at the Bomber Canyon Preserve this month after it received a $1 million state grant in October, at the request of Assemblymember Cottie Petrie Norris. Funding will also go toward restoring a 50-acre portion of the preserve, according to Conservancy officials. According to CAL FIRE, parts of Irvine are already at very high risk of fire, including the reserve. I'm proud to be working with the City of Irvine to invest in a proactive plan to mitigate wildfire risks and fire-related air pollution with initiatives like the Bomber Canyon Project, the Assemblywoman said in an October statement when first announcing the funds. Officials from the Conservancy said the preserve located south of Shady Canyon Drive has become overrun with non-native grasses and weeds which pose a fire hazard. A portion of the grant will replace them with native vegetation that's less flammable, beginning in October 2025, after the Conservancy has prepared the land. Robert Fries, the Conservancy's Restoration and Enhancement Program Manager, told the Orange County Register that the Conservancy will mostly seed what's known as coastal sage scrub, which includes sagebrush, buckwheat, black sage, and assorted wildflowers such as gum plant and lupin. The project will also plant native species to serve as fire breaks along drainage ways, Conservancy officials said. Native oak and elderberry trees will also be planted near the Bomber Meadow Trail, offering shade to visitors. Mowing and the installation of fencing and an irrigation system to accelerate the grow and kill cycles of the current vegetation and kill off weeds will begin this month. The project is expected to be completed by March 2026, but the Conservancy will continue to monitor the site for 5 years after to ensure the new vegetation is sustainable, they said. Since many visitors recreate at Bomber Canyon Preserve, our team will be reaching out to the community through signage and educational materials to explain the many benefits of the project as it unfolds, Mr. Free said.